lovely bit of Christmas music there.
Wow, what a change up. What a great new theme.
That was very festive, wasn't it, Andrew?
It's super festive. The most festive that there's ever been.
Hey, do you know you get Christmas discounts and things?
Yes.
Do charity shops have, do they do that? Or is it just nothing, you don't do that sort of thing in charity shop, like Black Friday?
I don't think they tend to do sales.
Nothing,
in charity shops.
Yeah.
I think they do stuff where they like periodically just go like, to get rid of it. Everything's a quid.
These DVDs.
Get rid of this stuff. Yeah.
Jim Davidson, Live.
I think they do that kind of thing. Jim, how dare you? That's full price, always.
He's dead now, isn't he, Jim?
Only in our hearts. Yeah. No,
I worked at one of his concerts once.
Oh, my really?
And I stood at the back.
What year was it, roughly?
About 4 or 5 years ago.
So you worked out or you went to?
I worked. Because they said, do you want to work at it? And
is
I was like,
is he still alive?
Yeah.
He can't be still alive.
No, I think he's still alive. Karem, are you able to? Are you connected to the internet? Karem is our producer, sorry.
Jim Davidson, comedian.
Yeah, Jim Davidson, comedian.
Yeah. Be careful what pops up.
I think he is alive. He did
get... I think he died.
No, I think he got Operation U-Tree or something, but they didn't stick, and it was all... He was found not guilty.
Quick, I hear the lawyer's knives being sharpened.
Oh, I do have just one or two stories.
So let's hear... Were you still alive? Oh, he's still alive. Yeah, were you a joke writer at this show?
No, I was not. I stood at the back, and I gave him death stares. I was stood in the light, and I just gave him like proper death stares at the back. Make sure he could see. Yeah. Didn't smile, didn't crack a thing. I just stared at him. And
let him know.
Yeah, and he was just going on. He was racist, and he was, you know, homophobic and stuff. Yeah. But he got really riled up about, he goes, say we were about the Muslims and the homos or whatever. Yeah. Like, I just can't stand the effing liberals. And that got standing ovation.
Where was this?
That was in Lakeside Centre, which is...
It's in Thurrock.
It's in Surrey.
Oh.
It's where they used to hold the darts World Championships.
You're not talking about Lakeside, it's in the shopping centre?
No, it's Lakeside Leisure Centre or whatever.
Oh, right.
It's in Surrey or somewhere. And yeah, it was supposed to be, legend has it, it's the basis for Phoenix Knights.
But he's still knocking around now, doing his comedy circuit.
Yeah.
He must be doing all right for a few quid all these years if he's still been ticking away.
How
many people were there?
It was a big old room, and there was maybe about 100 people there.
Oh, okay. It wasn't like one of these policeman balls sort of
thing. I think it was a charity thing to raise money for veterans.
Yeah. Oh God, with that.
Wounded veterans. And there was a couple of dudes, they were like gammy leg, younger guys with like, no arm, gammy leg. And I thought,
Sure I've seen these DVDs in the little box outside the charity shops.
I feel like that's probably, you can't get tons of mileage out of a comedy
DVD. I was listening to Frank Skinner. He was talking about, he was in the charity shop and he spoke to him. He said, you know, those jigsaws that you sell, he said, how many of them come back? He said he uses a barometer for how much you can trust the British society from how many of those jigsaws have been given to you, not with the full pieces in it.
Oh, okay.
He said, so it's an act of British trust that you buy one of those in all sincerity, believing that they're going to be full. And she said, I think she said out of 10, 3 have probably got all the pieces in there.
Oh.
And he said, so you can probably trust 3 out of 10 British people. He said, but I admire people that buy them. He said, because that's real trust. I'm like, oh, yeah, but I get to the end and go, hang on, half of this is missing.
I had a dude in a remainder bookshop go to me. He was like, okay, well, this book, heads up, I'm going to be straight honest. All the pages are in random order, but they're not numbered.
That's ridiculous.
So he said, but I think it's really cool because I've read it and it's like some kind of abstract piece.
Yeah.
And you know, you don't know what's going on. You've got to like piece it together. It's like you're a detective. Yeah. I'm like, I don't want to buy that for like, even for like 4 quid. I'm just like, no, can I just get one with the pages in the right order? Yeah. And he's like, no, we don't have those. And I'm like, well.
But I wouldn't take it if it was free.
How was that book assembled though?
Just bunged in.
No, it's like a book, but I think the printers...
So it was like a misprint then?
Yeah. That's why it was in the remainder bookshop.
Oh, I thought it was just the pages that just come out like...
No. Like, it was literally, they were having many copies.
I'd buy it for novelty value. If it's still intact.
Nowadays, I would, because I just think that's funny. But like, I don't know, I was like 15.
Counting pennies,
So I don't buy a broken book.
I think that Carl Pilkins said he was reading The Governor on the train. He got it from a charity shop, and he said, I was reading it, the governor book about Lenny McLean.
That's true.
And he said, I was reading it. He said, it turned out all the pages were like back to front, like the pages come out. And he said, I was reading it, and it was like he's 13, and then he had a heart attack. I was thinking, hey, and he realized, oh no, these pages don't.
It's similar, it happens, yeah. Just something, remember.
Oh, can I just commend you on your hats?
You can.
Yeah.
So you've I'd like to commend you on yours, but you didn't fucking bother.
I did.
We had, so for people listening, because this doesn't help, Charles and I are both wearing Christmas-themed hats. Yeah. So Charles has a Santa hat that says, do you want to tell them what it says?
It says naughty.
Yeah.
It also says nice on the back. I was going to say. I decided for naughty. That's feeling a bit naughty.
Do you turn it around when you get like a different mood?
Yeah. I'm like a meme machine Judge Dredd. I just ratchet it up, you know? God. Put myself up to 10.
And you've got, why have you got, what are the ears?
I think I'm meant to be a sort antlers. Of Christmas pixie type. Okay. No, elf. What am I talking about? Pixie. Christmas
and you
elf.
Can you get away wearing that in the street?
I don't know. I didn't try. Should
That's
I
what
do
I'm
it?
Saying. Did you try? You didn't?
No, because it was just hot. I'm sure it could do. I was out, when was it? Last week in a Christmas jumper? Okay. Like more outlandish than this one. I'm wearing a Coca-Cola Christmas jumper.
Coca-Cola just
I know
Santa.
I literally bought it because I was like, this is really going to annoy him. I bought it yesterday with the express purpose, knowing I was coming on the show. I was like, this will really
annoy
him.
When you see
the
advert, you go, this is anti-Christmas and you're pretending to be, you bought Santa.
Holiday refreshments, what we bring.
Yeah, big Santa.
Season
pulling up in a HGV, 18 tons.
Apologies to that's going to peak on the recording.
It fills up the slop bucket, and we all just like greedy little hogs. We're going,
sugar. Just here, sugar. Look, yeah. Christmas, kids. I said it again.
It's fine.
This is the first year where the music now, like you before you'd go, the music in the supermarket, Christmassy, and everyone. And now everyone's so broken, miserable. You go, it's almost like you're taking the piss now. Like, don't play the music in here. Nobody's out. This is gone.
Should they just have the funeral march or
everyone's
something?
Sort of running around stressed and miserable, and they just got this music playing. You go, it's like a horror film. You've made the music sound like a horror film because it's anti what's happening in the supermarket.
I don't know. It's been quite cheerful.
I think, you know what they should...
I always find supermarkets super depressing and weird. That's just my thing. I don't like supermarkets. I just think it's odd. It's like a whole room. It's like a whole big room that's like...
So conceptually...
Dedicated to like commerce and commercial, you know, materialism. And I just find the whole thing like weird.
Yeah, but
and everyone's
offensive.
Like staggering around, being all lurching around, being weird.
Yeah, and you got Silent Night playing in the back. You go, what are you doing? Just turn that off. That's not this gone now. That thing of playing... Do you know what they should have? Do you know the way we all run around in supermarkets like buying things? We should have like Tetris music. Oh.
I was thinking some weird synth score. That would be good.
You just have anything that like it makes us sound like we're moving around, or Super Mario Brothers music, and then just watch the security cameras and really run up down the aisles like Pac-Man.
Frogger.
I feel like maybe you two live in a zombie post-apocalyptic. I go around my supermarket, everyone's having a jolly old time.
Oh, yeah, what, bloody Waitrose and Marks and Spencer's around South West London? Yeah, no. Around Brixton.
Is there a Marks and Spencer's? Yeah, there is a Marks and Spencer's. There's no Waitrose, alas, in South.
Oh, okay.
Give it time, give it
What's
time.
What's the one that gets the free coffee? Do you remember we spoke to the coupon kid?
Yeah, they used to, didn't it? I think they stopped that because everyone kept nicking it. Well, not nicking it, but they kept not buying.
Taking the
well, I think the coupon kid would. What did he say? Just go and buy a Brussels sprout and just go straight to the coffee machine.
Or you could buy. It was like go and get a 50p newspaper and get a coffee.
I suppose they are relying on the fact that most people will go in there and then end up buying something on the right.
This is like the jigsaw test.
Yeah. Yeah, it's that thing again. Yeah, we know most people. Well, it's all like the gambling. I was having this conversation a while ago. Why they give free games away, like to gambling free game, because they know you go well. Everyone just do it and then win some money or not, and then just leave. And they go, no, they know 10% of people will become addicted for life.
Yeah,
and they're just relying on just give every load of people will disappear. They'll do it and they use it and take the money and go whatever. But 10% of people become instantly addicted and will have them for years. Hmm. So it works out that we... So it's like that with the coffee, I suppose. You go, most people will go in and go, I'm just going to get the coffee and sort out. But then you see the
I'm
paper.
Enjoying this impression.
Yeah. And you don't get that impersonation in Waitrose. But apart from me. They know that most people go, well, the coffee machine's there. They've got the sweets next to it. We know that most people will grab a bag of sweets and then they're going to queue up. And where the queue is, there's a bag of crisps and a deal for one, buy one. And then, so it sort of works. They know people are just going to take the mick. But we know there's always that margin of people, the stupid ones that just go, just going to pop in and you come out with two black bags and the coffee and forgot the coffee.
Is this you?
Well, I didn't know about it. I didn't realise.
Go in every morning, get a carton of fags, some scratch cards, free coffee. Like,
what
you know.
Year is this?
Every morning.
You know, no, he's talking about last week. Yeah. When I see people buying scratch cards now, it almost feels like, come on, that's out of date. You're being a caricature. Can I have the number six and four from number two? And you go, don't do this.
I was thinking about getting into Scratch Cards.
getting into it as
like,
a hobby.
Yeah. I was like, oh, I've got a bit of disposable income. I might just...
now that the Bitcoin bubble has burst.
Now my NFTs are cashed in. I might just use Scratch Cards.
No, just come here with the money and then just keep giving us pound coins. And every now and again, we'll give you like three back. And you go, oh, he's giving me another three back. And I'll just walk around with a pocket full of cash.
That's the thing. I never gamble. It's one of the few vices I don't indulge, to be honest. It's for gambling. I just don't.
Years ago, enough like times it. Passed, I could say this now that
are you sure?
Yeah. Statue of limitations. No, but there's nothing well that, truly about over.
20, get ready with a fader, Karem.
25 years ago, I was late at night walking. And you know, you see outside news agents, there'd be like the newspapers and like a plastic box and stuff that's left for the news agent the next morning.
Yeah. All right.
I don't know if they still do that. Probably people probably just nick stuff, but you still see the newspapers outside tied up. Anyway, there was like a couple of plastic boxes like that fold closed. And I thought, oh, what's that? So I just looked inside and there's like these wooden boxes that had nothing but scratch cards in them.
Oh my God.
I nearly had a heart attack. I scratched about 1,000. There was nothing.
Really?
Yeah. I was so excited. I didn't even think, I thought I'm not going to do it now because it was like 5 a.m. I'm going to wake up tomorrow. I'm going to sit down. Went around somebody's house to do it with and I scratched them all off. Nothing. And the drop of like what I thought, surely.
This was it.
Nothing. And I still think now they must have upped the game. Surely you win £2 in five or something like that. But
you pretty much always win.
I don't think it's that. I think it was 500.
Enough to buy another ticket.
Yeah.
And you just keep going.
Yeah.
Or exchange for another ticket.
And I'm thinking, were these rejects or something? Why is this? Surely there must have been something, 500 tickets. But yeah, nothing.
Maybe the next 500 would all be winners.
Yeah, that's. I thought there's got to be something else.
Are you
here.
Sure you're not a gambler, Charles? That was very...
Yeah, just I can't explain it in my head. There can't be 1,000 tickets that don't.
Problem is, they wouldn't have been validated, anyway, because I think they have.
Yeah,
to be
when
validated.
You know, they start checking. It's like when people nick the. I was reading something about people that have been done for. You take your card back, like old people. You take can you check my ticket, like the National Lottery, and they just put it in. And it's not like the thing lights up if you win. They just go, no, you didn't win, or you do win, and they're relying on trust, really, like the old people, and the amount of people that have worked in there. And said, no, you didn't win. And then tried to cash it because they did.
Ah, okay.
But then like a couple of them got caught. There was a few people got caught.
And yeah, I think like you have to go through quite
yeah, they say
substantial checks
where
and
you
stuff.
Buy something and there's something else. But it's not the stuff you're not thinking about that they know.
Yeah.
It's not like, I think even they might check security cameras or something like that. Or maybe if you work there, that's you out automatically. Like, where did you get it? Oh, yeah, where do you work here? Oh, okay, right. But that's... It's hard that for an old person. It was what I think it was like £80,000 she'd won, and then this young guy that's working at the till just tried to steal it.
Well, sorry, I'm not laughing at
that. What's she going to do laughing. With it?
What?
just laughing at a different story. I think it was. I can't remember which one. It was one of the sillier tabloids, and the headline was, you know, couple cheated out of their lottery and winnings by, is it Camelot? Who were
Camelot?
And what it turned out. They basically forgotten to buy a ticket.
Oh,
the same numbers. But they were trying to be like adamant that they should have got the money.
Right.
And it was more just all the comments underneath the story of everyone just being like, well, they're fucking idiots.
Yeah.
And if you don't buy the ticket, you can't say, oh, I won the lottery. Those are my numbers.
Yeah.
But I didn't buy a ticket.
You can't win like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire by sitting in your living room, just getting all the questions right. Yeah. It doesn't work like that. Yeah. So you have to be on the show. You know.
Is that still on?
Then they do. No, that was years. No, but that wasn't down to the show. People tried to cheat on it. It wasn't they were cheating. You know, it wasn't like the
coughing
the
one,
quiz show. Yeah, exactly. But it wasn't like the quiz shows. You know, the phone in ones where it's like, what do you keep in a lady's handbag? Oh, it's a wrench.
Right.
You go, well, yes, theoretically you would, but most people, that's unreasonable. And I mean, there were other
somebody
things.
Somebody said they were. What do they call it when you're the person they call a preferred? Something that when you're the person they call for an answer, they can call people for an answer.
Oh, your phone a friend,
yeah, and you're like the phone a friend, and they put you in a hotel, and they have to have somebody sat with you
really
the whole time. Yeah,
I just always thought there was just some dude with like a laptop and like eight books open.
But the whole time you're there, you have to go into the room with the hotel at a certain time, and there's another person there sat with you, which I thought. Well, I suppose you could Google, but...
Yeah, certainly now, but also just logistically, even before we all have the internet in our pocket.
Yeah, I was just about to say, before the internet.
Because you want to call up and somebody's like having a like a domestic with his wife, yeah. Or...
Who's this? Put so-and-so on.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Because you're always in.
Yeah. You're having a shit while yeah.
Just be bad, bad signal. Come yeah, on, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but no, yes, yeah, so it's a, like it's a clinical thing. See, I suppose that sort of money, you do sort of put things in place.
What was the thing with the vibrating egg up the dude's arsehole?
Oh, Christmas, Charles.
Sorry, Christmassy. Yeah. What was the
Easter egg? At least
chest. It was chest.
Can, yeah, that was
what was
yeah.
That?
Yeah.
So somebody had a vibrating butt plug. Why am yeah. I? Why did I get tricked? Yeah.
That was Bluetooth operated. That was the thing. It was right. Bluetooth operated. And this guy had the controller.
Yeah.
And he was feeding this guy moves. They had like Morse code worked out with the vibrating.
I bet he
egg.
Was.
what were they playing?
Chess.
But it was like some really high level, you know, so it was with the, I forget his name now, but he's this, he won, you know, grand high wizard of the chess tournament.
Yeah.
The clue
when he, yeah, when he was like 10. Yeah, I don't know why I went like going down there.
It's that Lord of the Rings we were talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, exactly. But he was from chess prodigy, won it, and he's won it loads, umpteen yeah. years in a row, and then somebody else beat him, and it sort of felt a little bit like, or he just beat you,
yeah,
or he just beat you. I don't know why vibrating butt plugs.
And did he actually do? Or was just some weird story that came out?
I can't remember if he was.
I think he was. I think it did get found out, and because they looked back at some of his previous games, and he made a big jump, basically from.
I bet he did. He was starting.
He just like your phone on the desk.
But you've got to learn Morse code at all.
But that's the thing. I think part of it was just...
And is there that sort of
just,
money?
Just to be clear, just to... you got to learn Morse code rectally.
Yeah.
Not just, like tapping on my finger. Like,
I think it started as like, hey, like a sub-dom kind of thing.
Oh my God.
And then they were like thinking, oh wow, we can communicate to each other right. through like the vibrating egg in my arse. So like...
This is incredible.
So, you know, and then they're like, how can we apply this? I don't know, let's cheat at chess games.
But is there
know?
A lot of money in it? Is it worth chess? Are you getting money out of that? So if I understand if you're... What,
I think probably if you win the big tournaments, you know, it's like anything, there's big prizes.
Gambling as well, probably, yeah. Yeah. Probably gambling.
Do you know chess used to be with dice? Used to play with dice? Because it was to do... I think it was in India it was invented, and then because of the religion, you weren't allowed to gamble, so they banned dice. So it just became...
Yeah, because in Islam... anything dice game is banned.
Yeah, but it used to be. Used to
very strict.
Yeah, sorry?
Backgammon.
Yeah. But used
backgammon to be Fortnite, yeah.
But because, yeah, they
there's banned. The crossover we need.
Christmassy. Come on, let's bring it back to Christmas. Oh, I thought that was you playing music in the background. There's people outside the window. We are recording in Soho. So
we are recording.
And then noise screams. Or
that's why we're talking about butt plugs.
Yeah. The that's why I was in your head.
Home
yeah.
of butt plugs.
I talking about the games. I saw that Warhammer is at the shops.
Yeah.
I keep seeing them popping
Games
up. Yeah. How are they making money?
Because those sets are fucking expensive.
The Lego thing is like
30 quid. You might as well just get into heroin, to be honest. It's cheaper and probably better.
I thought they'd play games in there.
Yeah, so it's like, it's a it's a turn-based game. You know, you roll and...
But they're selling stuff in them.
Yeah, you buy the, you know, the figures, the armies.
Oh, I've only seen inside just people... doing
yeah, people play in the shop.
Oh, right, okay. But it's selling things, like a comic book shop for...
Yeah, but it's essentially you buy the model sets, but the idea is that you then play a game with them.
Yeah. And what are they? What's that? Is that like Lord of the Rings or something?
Yeah, they have licensed Lord of the Rings.
They were around before Lord of the Rings.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So what's the game?
I don't know.
Well, not before Lord of the Rings, before the movies anyway, before the sort of success.
So before Lord of the Rings, what were they playing? Is it a type of game?
So it's, the idea is it's basically, so it's the same premise in terms of elves or dwarves, because obviously all those things are from fairy tales, but obviously heavily inspired, I think we would say, their lawyers would probably say differently, but I think heavily inspired by the works of Tolkien. And it's just, I mean, I used to play when I was a kid, but you know, people play it when they're grown-ups and stuff, you know.
So they're selling this to have a retail outlet, though.
Yeah, there are tons.
Just talking about, were we talking about Lego on the show?
Before the show.
Yeah, so the cost of, when you say hundreds, I have to remind myself you're talking about Lego.
Yeah, but some of these sets are massive.
That's what I mean, but...
I mean, that one that you were talking about was...
The Rivendell set.
Blooming enormous. That's the thing, is I'd love that. It's not even the price that put me off, it's just is partly the price, but it's also, yeah. I just don't know where the hell to put it. That's
I'm not the retail space.
I don't know where this goes. You know?
Yes, I'm going to cross that bridge when I come to it in my tiny one bed flat. Yeah, that's going to go. And,
but do they still have the little yellow faces?
No, people. They changed it. So, that was not all that long ago. They changed it so there would be, they just all had the same yellow Lego heads. And then they changed it to different skin tones now.
Oh, right. They've gone for the skin tone.
Well, yeah. But you can't have Nick Fury and it be just a yellow head.
Yeah.
Or, you know, if you're doing Marvel or whatever.
Yeah.
Because it's meant to be Samuel L. Jackson, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
But was the original character black, like in the comic books?
No.
Well,
that's what I mean. What's real? What's
Nick Fury, though? Nick Fury was originally a white
guy. The one with the eye patch.
Yeah, okay. A white guy.
Yeah. Oh, well, there you go.
So. And then in the Ultimate line of comic books, in alternate reality, they did a thing and a deal where basically they got Samuel Jackson. Samuel Jackson was like, yeah, I'd like to be Nick Fury. They're like, cool, can we use your image in this sort of parallel universe of comics? And he's
a
like...
A parallel universe where a black man can be in a role of seniority.
I know, truly a science fiction world, yeah. And so he's like, yeah, cool. And then his character was like, cool, and they liked it, so they just incorporated him into like the main...
Which is odd, isn't it, that people didn't... you know, it's strange things that do... kick off. I mean, I was being very flippant there. I hope people recognize that was a joke. But you know that, for example, Catwoman in the 60s Batman TV show was played by
Eartha Kitt.
Yeah, but Eartha. Yeah, I was trying to remember who the first. But anyway, but a white actress.
It's about four or five.
Yeah, but it was a different Lee Merriweather for the film, and then it was a different, or maybe it was Lee Merriweather was in the show. Anyway, because. They had two different people play the Riddler, for example. But at one point, played by a white actress, then played by Eartha Kitt, who's black.
Yeah.
Also a euphemism for going to the toilet. Cockney rhyming.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I think that's from the royal family. He says, I'm going for an Eartha Kitt. And then back to a white woman. And you know how many people gave a shit? No one. Yeah, no one gave a fucking toss.
Because
it's like any of these things. It's like James Bond, isn't it? You know, you can't be a black guy. You can't be this. You can't be this guy.
No one
can. James Bond doesn't exist.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Well, the dumbest thing was, the dwarves aren't black.
Oh, yeah.
The Lord of the Rings TV show. And it's just like, elves can't be Asian. And it's just like...
It's all make-believe.
It doesn't matter. They can be purple. Monsters, it doesn't matter. Like, they can be any colour you fucking want.
Why is Hulk green? Is there a specific thing?
Well, there are multiple coloured Hulks.
Right.
And some of them...
You mean ethnically? Or just like...
No, I don't think there's like pink. Light green, dark green, like in the sense that...
That's what I mean. What do you mean coloured? What?
As in, like, there's a red Hulk, there's a grey
Hulk.
Well, he was grey to begin with, wasn't he? And then I think they
it was
green.
But then there is, like, because he adopted I forgot his name, but he even became, like, a bouncer in Las Vegas for a while.
Oh, come on.
And his name was, like, sort of Steve, like, Stephen Anchicholas or something. Like,
in the comic
Italian
books,
name.
Yeah, just say, is this the best use of your skills?
It was weird, because he was just, like, he was, like, this Las Vegas mob boss is, like, sort of... enforcer, and he just stayed up in the penthouse and just banged loads of cocktail waitresses.
But didn't he just think, well, I can take all this over, why am I working for somebody?
He didn't care. He was just like, I'm just in it for the sleaze and the bang cocktail
waitresses. Was like an old Hulk, wasn't there? I think I remember seeing on the YouTube, there's like a really old wise Hulk from the
No, there's the Maestro.
That rings a bell,
right? Yes, that's the Hulk from the future.
Yeah, that
becomes
evil. Yeah,
and becomes a villain and then goes back in time and messes with Hulk.
And this is different from the old man Logan version of Hulk.
Yes, who is also evil.
Yeah, it's weird.
And is incestuous and has loads of like redneck cousins, and then has loads of inbred kids and stuff with his like nieces.
Yeah, that one's not for kids.
So Christmas.
And then he ends up eating Wolverine, and then Wolverine bursts out and tears him apart from the inside.
Oh, he didn't chew. He just swallowed.
Well, Wolverine is difficult to kill, as we know, so... Yeah.
But it sounds silly, but the size of his mouth, could he? How did he get him it? Like, did he break him into little pieces? Knife and fork. It's in bits.
He didn't seem to swallow. He dislocated his jaw, I seem to remember, like a sort of snake. That's fine.
Yeah, it's just stretching.
It was that cool image of him just shredding him inside out.
Did he know what he was, though?
Yeah, you, he was just like, screw you. Yeah, they killed his family for fun, and they told him. So yeah, ate your family.
Oh god, do you ever? Is there like the Beano left? Is there anything that's just like a bloke on a kid on a skateboard? Or was it all like?
I think the
monsters?
Beano still exists. Dandy's gone.
Yeah, that's.
Oh no, I think they do the Dandy as like one-off annuals, don't they? I think
maybe.
But yeah, the Beano.
You can still find childish comics.
Yeah, I mean, for example, all the Lego magazines have a comic in now. So the drawings are of Lego people, but they're having adventures and stuff.
That's a lot of hassle, all that, isn't it? It's right if you haven't got a mortgage to pay, just pay your bills. You get all that sorted first before you Legos and elves and green Hulks and Hulks from the
future. I do pay my bills, thank you very much.
I know I'm being sarcastic,
you've got to have something to keep the gun out your mouth. You know? Yeah.
Something to look forward to in the morning, get you out of bed in the morning. Oh, God.
Do you know, actually, thinking about representations, you don't ever see a non-white Santa, right? Or is that just... I've never seen...
That is true, actually.
Which is weird in 2023.
I bet they dent, like it's less something they've got to leap over.
But again, why?
Yeah.
Why?
I thought maybe like in a John Lewis advert, or maybe they want to take a risk.
Probably domestic.
Benetton advert.
I'm sorry, probably if you went to like Nigeria, religion, you might see like an African thing.
Jesus, you get different ethnicity.
Yeah, that's the thing.
There must have been some Hollywood film of like a drunk... Santu's black, like
is a new one on guess what on Disney.
There's a Disney film with a black drunk Santa.
I don't know if he's drunk,
right?
But they've gone for assumption. The black,
I was gonna say, I really hope that's not
Disney.
The
yeah, so Disney yeah. probably pushing the boat out with
no, but you know what, like, we're finally gonna have a black Santa. And he's a drunk. You know, you really hope that's not the route.
Like, they're always doing that, like having a Santa, but he's an arsehole or a Santa.
You had those bad Santa films, didn't you?
So what? Yeah. So they've got a superhero film or anything? Was it just comedy?
Well, it's a thing. It looked terrible, and I really want to watch it. I was like, oh my god, it looks so cheap and like poorly done. And it was
Disney?
Yeah, it was just shot in front of.
But is it meant to be?
No. Okay. It was just cheap. It's more of a Disney TV kind of thing than a Disney movie. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like a Disney TV special kind of thing.
Yeah.
So it looked dreadful. Can't wait to see it. Have you seen the new Home Alone?
No, I saw the trailer. It didn't look good.
Oh, terrible.
Do you recognise anybody in it?
Wonderful. Yeah, it had a couple of people, a couple of comedians, a couple of people should know better.
Was Rashida Jones in it? Here's somebody from the original film pops up as a character.
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
The brother.
Just paving by numbers. Biff, right?
Huh?
Biff, isn't it? Biff.
No, it's the brother who's an arsehole. He's the older brother, and he pops up as a cop.
Oh, Buzz?
Buzz.
Biff is...
Bats Fitch.
I'm getting my Buzz wrong.
Do they make a point of, like, he's from that film, or they just leave it in there for everybody to see?
It's a little thing. And they mention Kevin McAllister as well. Okay. He's like, oh, he mentioned Macaulay Culkin's character. Name.
Yeah, what do they say, though? Do you remember that kid that...
He goes, oh, yeah, I used to live here. In this. We had this... used to live in this
house. So it's the same house?
Yeah, same house.
Oh, bloody hell.
And it has loads of product placement for Lego as well, isn't it?
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a bit with like the Lego Titanic. Back to Lego. Oh. It's Christmas.
Yeah.
The Lego Titanic, and he smashes it and just leaves all the bits all over the floor, so they have to step
Does
on.
The house look the same? Or is it just flat now?
It's such a scummy DSLR camera that like it just looks really, it makes everything look really flat and cheap, basically. It's very odd. And it's a terrible film. The kid in it is woefully miscast. He's the other kid from Jojo Rabbit.
The
little fat kid. Yeah, his mate.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah. Who was like running around with a hand grenade. He's like, I've been given a hand grenade.
It's my great grandson, and now I'm being burgled or whatever it is. Is that what? I didn't see the film. Why would they been?
You haven't seen Home Alone?
No.
Oh, my God.
I was living it.
he was the robber.
I was just saying. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I like the fact they lost in the end.
Yeah. It's a sad story.
What is the story? They're trying to
two entrepreneurs. Brought low by a.
But
pesky
was there?
Kid.
Why were they trying to break in? Was there like a diamond in there or something?
No, it's just they're just robbing people's houses. I guess
randomly.
Because it's an affluent area. Because everyone's away.
Weren't they desperate to get into the house?
No, it's just because they want to. It's just the last house. Then it becomes personal.
So,
the premise is that, they forget just because there's so many kids, there's a muck up with the head count. They all get on all the families, you know, so it's the whole extended family. They all go on a holiday And it's only when they're on the plane they realise they've left their son behind. Obviously, nowadays, you can just text your neighbour and say, go round, and the film would be over in 5 minutes.
Text the kid.
Call the police.
Yeah. That too, There's lots of confusing things because the phone lines go out in the street, meaning you can't call the police, but somehow he's able to call for a pizza delivery.
Right, yeah.
So just ruined that film for you all.
Yeah.
Oh. You're welcome. And meanwhile, so he's home alone, hence the title. You've got two brothers, the Wet Bandits, so-called because one of them, his signature thing is he likes to leave the sink on until the houses flood after they've robbed them, just to shit on people, I guess.
So it's their calling card, he
says. Yeah. And so Joe Pesci, one of the brothers, poses as a policeman just to pretending to be checking on the neighbours, but actually just to scout out which houses are going to be alone, including this one, which is absolutely enormous. I'm assuming the father is an arms dealer or something like that, or he works for El Chapo or something, is the joke.
It's a typical American house.
Because the house is enormous. It's absolutely enormous.
Well, there's a lot of scenes in it.
Yeah, so exactly. I guess so. There's something like 12 bedrooms.
Basement,
there's
an attic,
extension.
Fireman poles. Yeah, a bit more.
It would be a very different film if it was just a bed sit, wouldn't it? Like, if it's a studio flat. Yeah. Like, it's a very different, like, him just barricading the door, screaming for help for hours, and some idiot's trying to kick it in, you know?
It'd be good if it was they were trying to break in the house share you had with Spaghetti Man, where there's, like, the bin on fire, bags of poop.
Gas leaking everywhere.
Just floats up the stairs, his feet aren't taking in the gas.
rotting sweet corn everywhere.
We should tell you, the Spaghetti Man is one of Charles's characters in his life.
is your very own Tyler Durden.
It just is. Yeah. But he worked in Next. That doesn't fit.
Still,
I think so. Yeah, he's doing well for himself. Yeah.
That doesn't work. You tell him to leave. That doesn't fit the character at all.
He's doing well.
I feel he should be working. If he's Spaghetti Man, he should be working.
No, I don't think he's worked since Blockbuster closed down.
No, I was going to say, he should work in, what's the CEX, you know, the game, those ones trade the games. He should work there.
I think he worked there temporarily when he nearly got a job, but he can't hold a job down, Spaghetti Man.
I don't know, like Computer Exchange, I always had to hold my breath whenever I go in there, man. Like the BO is just too...
Computer Exchange,
Just even more
well,
past
nobody's
the
nobody's dating in there, are they? There's no need. There's nothing.
It just smells like cum and BO. And like, you just walk past the open door and you just get that waft. You're just like, oh, fuck.
Oh,
is that when you open
no.
up the oven? You know what I mean? It's
going, the heat.
Why does your oven smell of cum and BO?
I think you're talking about the pressure weight.
Oh, right.
Yeah, the heat. And then you go, oh, God, right. Yeah.
Oh, Spaghetti Man. How old is he?
About my age.
Are we going to explain to, I mean, who am I watching?
You said everything, basically.
New listeners.
It's one of Charles's friends that eats spaghetti with his hands. As if he watched this show.
I don't know. Yeah.
Okay, maybe.
Friends and, yeah.
Telling me, should we need the figures?
Yeah. It's a good friend and, that's easy. All right.
Okay. I said anything bad. He just said what he does.
True.
That's what it
says
on the team.
Yeah, he wouldn't, he might be thing. Cause,
okay, right.
Like, ladies might. Here and
I think that's unlikely.
Ladies might hear.
Yeah.
What do you think about ruin his chances?
Rather than
who he is.
Not like we've said his name.
I know. Yeah.
I mean, because Spaghetti Man isn't actually his name.
Yeah. No. Mr. Spaghetti. Mr. Man. Mr. S Man.
Just call him Spaghetti when you know him.
Mr. S Man.
Oh, dear. Right. Anyway, Charles, it's Christmas.
We can't tell by cum and BO and butt plugs and what else, racial stereotypes and what else.
We've dropped in some Disney, so Lego, we've talked some.
Yeah.
We bring this out every year, Charles.
I beg your pardon.
You can see by the way I've sat down that I'm ready for the story of you dropping out of college, going to work in for the Buddhist, what do you call it?
Drop out of college.
At uni.
That was before I dropped out of university.
What was? The going to.
Yeah.
The,
yeah.
No.
I was 19.
How old were you at university?
Like 20 odd.
Hang on. So you go to teach English with the Nazi. Was that a.
That definitely needs more context.
Yeah, we'll explain that.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
was before you went to uni.
Yeah.
So you was like a teenager.
I was like 18, 19. I was 19. Yeah.
Oh, God. I see you really. Oh,
right. Yeah, I was a real idiot. And I was really dumb as well. I was even less
so
clued
you came
up.
Came back and then fell out. Right, so tell us the story because I like to listen. Wait for all year.
Okay,
I specifically do not ask you about this, so I forget. I know I'm going to forget. So you went to you saw a pamphlet.
Yeah. I saw,
gather around, children. Old man Kirby is about to tell his story.
I had an opportunity. I took a gap year.
Yeah.
Well, because I wasn't able to go to university straight away because teachers refused to give me a good reference to get to university because they said I was going to do terribly. And they wanted to screw me over, basically, because they didn't like me. So I ended up getting
typical teenager attitude.
No, it's true.
They probably didn't hate him.
Oh, no, they did. Well, they did. And I got predicted like three E's or three U's or whatever.
Yeah.
I ended up with like three B's. Did all right. Didn't really work as hard as I should have done. But, you know. But yeah, so I did all right. Everyone thought I was going to do terribly. So I waited and had to do a gap year before. So I decided to, I had no option of doing it. So they had all these cool projects around that you could do. One of them was going to like Fiji, which was kind of cool. Lovely. One of them was going to Brazil and teaching English in a military police compound. Where it wasn't safe, so you had to stay in the compound and then not really fraternize much because I think it was near a favela or something. Right. And like if they knew you were working with the military police, I think it was with like Bopal, who were like the anti-drug police. Anyway, and they're quite hardline. They're like a death squad, basically, like in the favelas. So, oh my god! Now I know. Yeah. So what did stand out was this thing, and it was teaching English in a Buddhist monastery in the Himalayas of India with the exiled Tibetan community. So I thought, oh, that sounds a bit fun. Didn't know anything about it. So yeah, stupid enough, I was like, yeah, I'll go back to India. It's just probably like Basingstoke, to be honest. Yeah, like I've been horrible places. You know what I mean? I've been like Thatcham. I've been Beenham. Yeah. You know, I've been Aldermaston.
Are you just making up places?
You know, I've been in Brimpton.
I don't know if these are real or not.
Kingsclear. You know, Kingsclear's rough, man. You know, you
still they are real.
I still don't know if these are real or from London.
You're from London. Yeah, outside the M25 doesn't exist.
Yeah.
So go on.
These are real places.
Yeah.
Tough, real men with weird accents. Yeah. So I thought, being young, stupid, I was like, right, I'll just go off to India for 6 months. Cool.
Yeah.
So, went off there. First time I've been on an aeroplane, I was 19.
Oh.
First time I've really been away from home because I was going for like 5 or 6 months.
Yeah.
Arrived there, managed to make my way to this Buddhist monastery. I remember the first night there, I sat down and there was an enormous rainstorm and the power went out all night. And I was just sat in this room in the dark by myself.
There's no mobile phones now?
And I didn't have one. They had weird networks back then, it was state by state. They didn't really have a unified national network set up, and I was up in the Himalayas, so I mean, I don't know perception I get.
Yeah.
But I remember first night there, I cried by myself because I was just sat in the dark and I was just like, what the hell am I doing here? So what I was doing there was I was teaching English as a foreign language to young Tibetan children.
Yeah.
Now, they didn't really give a shit, but like they were quite up for learning English because
how old?
It was, I think, 8 to about 18, I think. Oh. Plus, I did some
quite a jump, 8 to 18.
Yeah.
Right.
They all wanted to kind of learn English because they had this thing and it was like Running Man. They're like, oh yeah, they all had these pictures and they're like, yeah, if you do like 20 years in the monastery, you can maybe get transferred to the monastery in Hawaii.
Oh, right.
And they had this picture, like this monastery in Hawaii, they all had the same one. And they're like, yeah, do 25 years. I can maybe get to the Hawaii branch, Hawaii office. Right. You know what I mean? I'm like, okay, right. So they were all looking to get like English so that they could do
that. You weren't like, oh. That's not true. Escape while you can.
Yeah. Well, they could leave any time, technically. They weren't like
if you
prisoners.
Don't know anything.
Yeah. They were like prisoners, kind of.
Yeah.
But like, they didn't really give a damn. But they were like, oh, yeah, this was like one of the head monk was like, yeah, you can hit them if you want.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, I don't want to hit kids. Yeah. And they go, nah, it's fine. They learn better that way. Yeah. And if you don't like one, he's going to be annoyed. Punch him in the face.
Oh, God.
And this is like a Buddhist monk telling me this. Yeah. And he said, and if you don't want to punch them, there's the discipline master as well who comes around. And he was this mean looking dude.
Yeah.
He was like bald. Yeah. But they're all bald. But like he was particularly bald.
He was
extra bald, right? And he was extra bald and really like mean. Yeah. And sometimes they'd all be fucking around and I'd be like, all right, I pretended to teach class. And they'd all suddenly stop sitting upright, paying attention. Oh, right. I'd look round and then through the outside window, there was like the discipline master just staring there, giving death stares. And I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
So, in unsuccessfully teaching English. And then I did a few classes as well for people in the village because they asked. Most of that involved, and I will get onto the funny bits, but most of that involved helping them write letters to Western women who were writing love letters to them and giving, sending them money.
Oh, God.
Now, these weren't monks, by the way. These were just random Tibetan dudes.
Oh, right, okay.
And they were like, oh, my God, you're so spiritual. Yeah, you're so amazing. I just think about your time. And here's another 200 quid. And it's just like, and I'm like,
they're
okay.
Not religious, they're just people.
Were you paid for this, or was it like your, by teaching, you got, that was your bed and board, that kind of?
Yeah. I was doing that, and I was doing a bit of extra and stuff for people. Okay. Just trying to be nice.
Yeah.
Because I was in like a little accommodation bit away from the monastery. It was down the path a bit. Mm. Supposedly where there was a panther. I never saw the panther, but I was told that there was a panther there. I used to go walk through the woods.
Maybe it had gone off to Hawaii with the other...
Just hanging around.
I just told that to the kids to stop them at something in that forest.
Maybe. But no, but there was a drunk guy. So I was in this accommodation block, and they had this... there were three guys who lived with me in there. One of them was this elderly, alcoholic Tibetan man who used to just get drunk in his room by himself and then just talk to himself and giggle and cackle and then start crying.
Right.
he also had multiple conversations with me in which he said that he was a right winger and compared his silky skills, and particularly on the dead ball situation, to that of David Beckham. Right. This man is about 60.
Oh, right. I thought you, for a minute, because when you said a right winger, I thought you meant like he was a fascist.
Oh, yes, that's what you meant. Yeah.
No. He was a man in his 60s.
What did you mean?
Smoked 60 fags a day, drank a bottle of whiskey every night, and he's just like, yeah, I'm basically David Beckham. I basically
was it George Beckham. Best on retreat.
So he was a character.
He had a Belfast accent, yeah.
He was a character who cried all the time and just drank and laughed. And sometimes I find
him
like...
40 years ahead.
But sometimes I find him like face down outside, just with a bottle in his hand. Just like,
just step over him, excuse me.
There was, they'd be like, sorry, excuse me. And then there was another guy who was one of these Tibetan dudes who was getting those ladies sending money. He was all right, dude, and he wasn't particularly mercenary. He wasn't like scamming. He wasn't like, I mean, he kind of was, but like he wasn't sort of, but he wasn't kind of like nakedly... cynically doing it. He was just like, oh, these women are nice and I like
them. But he wasn't going to disabuse them of the notion of sending me money.
Yeah, because they assumed, because he's some Tibetan dude, he's all spiritual, enlightened. He's a spiritual person. And he's just some dude. He was all right, but like he's just some guy, you know what I mean? And then of real interest, there was the man next to me, and he...
Quietly reading.
...was quite something. And he was a... He was a German with a capital G.
Was he a right winger?
An
as well?
Old school German, let's say.
Right.
He was a man who would walk around. He was in his 50s, and I was about 19, as I said. So, I mean, he just seemed old, you know what I mean? And he'd walk around in these Buddhist robes, and he had all this Buddhist literature and sort of the holy books and stuff. And I assumed, because he was staying there, and there were some people, Buddhist people, who stayed there, lay people and sort of monks and stuff as well, Western monks who also stayed around and would go to ceremonies and, you know, pray and stuff, because there was a temple there and a monastery. So they sort of come and, you know, pray and stuff. And I just assumed he was one of those, because he was just around for a while. And then some of the monks were like, yeah, you know, he's not like a monk. And I was like, what? And he's just like, yeah, no, he doesn't speak Tibetan.
And is I was that like, great? You must.
Well, all the ceremonies they were doing were in Tibetan.
Oh, okay, right.
So you know, he doesn't go to temple. He doesn't speak Tibetan. He just wears the robes.
Right.
I was like, okay. And these things, these small things, added up very quickly into something very, very scary,
sinister. Yeah.
Yes, he would. He would often. I started to notice something was weird when he would often be in the lobby of the small building that we were in, you know, that had the four people living there, including me, and he'd be practicing his nunchucks, very focused.
Yeah.
So you'd be like, and he'd stand in front of the toilet, swishing around, going,
yeah,
you know, doing all the bits, and like practicing.
Did he make the noises?
Yeah. Oh,
excellent.
And practicing with his blade as well.
Oh,
he had like a sort of short machete. Was
he any good at these things, or did he just keep hitting himself in the nuts?
Yeah. He was just sort of flapping it around a bit, really.
You know what I mean? What about the nunchucks? Hey!
But and I'd be like, oh, sorry, mate, excuse me, can I just, you know, get to the toilet? And he'd,
Excuse me. Excuse me.
And he's just going like staring directly at me. Go. And I'd be like, no, but dude, can I just, yeah. I've got to take a shit. I've got to take a shit. Yeah, yeah. I've got dysentery, bro. Like, yeah. I'm in fucking India. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. I need to take a shit, please. And he's just going. And I'd just be like, oh, for God's sake.
Yeah.
And he,
yes, very good.
Yeah. And then he, okay, he had like this big sound system. You know, like your grandpa's.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Big speakers, old fashioned kind of thing, and the CD player. He had one CD, and that was TV themes from the '80s and nineties. And he used to drag these huge big speakers. It's a nice setup. Yeah. It's all right, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then he used to play this one CD on a loop. He used to stick it outside and just play it. Yeah, and it was, and he loved. He, you know, had like Airwolf.
Yeah, I was going to say, A-Team.
Knight Rider, A-Team, all that. Mm. He particularly loved the Voyager sound, the theme, if you...
What, Star Trek Voyager?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, oh okay. That one.
Yeah. And he would play that on the loop sometimes for about 5 or 6 hours.
Right.
But I mean, I like it, but I don't know... After hour two,
after the 10th loop, you'd start to go.
I mean, I think the full theme is probably only 5 minutes because it would be shortened for the TV show. Yes. But
he's doing it so other people can hear it.
It's performative because as I said, he's putting all the speakers outside in the in the garden, you know, by the Buddhist temple. So he used to do that. He used to play with his weapons. He also invited me into his room.
Close the door, for God's sake.
When I started to really worry, he invited me into his room a couple of times.
Yeah.
And this is where things start to take a turn, I realised.
Now it's getting weird.
Yeah. It escalated quite quickly. Because he said, because he introduced himself and he was just like, oh, hi. I should say this first. When he first introduced, he goes, hi, I'm Batman.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah.
And I was like, you what, mate?
Yeah.
And he's like, or you can call me Gandalf.
Oh, right.
And I was just,
yeah.
I didn't really know how to respond to that when I was a young man. And I was like,
especially if you're an older dude as well.
I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Batman? It's just like, what do you say to someone who says that? Hi, my name's Batman.
Goodbye would be the first thing that comes to mind.
I'd just be like, I don't have any change. I'm sorry. I don't have any money on me.
Did he do it in I'm Batman?
No, this was before.
That wasn't out yet, that one.
This is before.
Yeah, but I mean, Michael Keaton, didn't he do a bit of the...
Yeah.
He was Batman. He didn't do the...
He wouldn't be able to.
He didn't do all that. But yeah, and so I was like, okay, a bit taken aback. So I was in his room one day and he was just invited me in. He's like, oh, come into my room. And I was like, okay. Yeah. And he did, I made sure I kept the door open, you know, and he was just like, and he showed me his things and he had all these things.
Oh, grow up, Andrew.
I'm sorry, but
Christmas, this is come on. Just...
And he had all his Batman symbols everywhere, like Batman stickers, Batman, this little statue thing. And like, he's also like, oh yeah. And he goes, yeah, here's my Batman stuff because I am Batman.
Right. Obviously.
Like, sweet. Right. And he goes, and here's some Lord of the Rings stuff because I'm also Gandalf. I'm Batman and Gandalf.
Yeah. Did he come across as like a fan of it or did he come across like, oh, he's a bit mental?
He is a shaved head dude wearing a Buddhist robe.
Who's quite intense. Like you've answered your question.
Coming off of them. Like
he's quite intense the whole time.
Right, okay.
He goes, yeah, my name is Batman.
Oh, right, okay. So he's
Gandalf.
Like smiling and being like, oh.
No, he's not like, oh, hi, I'm Batman. Hey, it's Batman. Woo, yeah. Cool.
Oh, right,
he's like, my name is Batman or Gandalf.
Oh, God.
Yes?
Yeah.
You understand? You hear me? It's like... Hey, mate.
Okay,
so he takes me in and he goes, right, here's the Batman stuff, here's my Gandalf stuff, here's the garlic to keep Dracula away.
Oh,
he goes, do you know about Dracula, yeah? And I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah, I know about Dracula. I was like, is that a thing though? He's like, I didn't realise we were supposed to be doing this, you know?
That's quite far for Dracula, India. I don't want to cast aspersions, but...
Well, unless he's gone straight from Transylvania. How far is that? Romania.
That's a long old trek.
He's an ancient being and he's got time.
I mean, also, I probably wouldn't pick someone that's very sunny.
Yeah.
You think he'd probably hang out somewhere.
So he's just some mental bloke.
He was a very, very mental man. Yeah. So he had that. He also showed me his weapons.
Oh, here we go.
And the weapons was the
I knew the word weapon was going to come up, and you'd laugh. I thought sword might do it.
All right, he's Arsenal then. He showed me his arsenal.
Thank God you said sunnal.
There we go. And and he had a selection of swords, samurai swords, knives, machetes, bow and arrow, at least one bow and arrow, since you remember. He pulled out one samurai sword, and there was blood on it.
Oh,
and
God.
And he's like, oh, there's blood on my sword.
Yeah.
Okay, I must clean this. And I was like...
Yeah, that's not set up.
But you're meant to... isn't there the rule... I mean, I'll have to check my samurai rule book, but isn't it meant to be traditional that you should always draw blood when you draw...
Oh, yeah.
If you
take it out, you
have to use
it,
sort
of. A samurai...
Oh, I actually did miss that one.
The way of the samurai is that you must accept death as the divinity. Right. You must think about dying every day. You know, you must think about being torn apart by bulls and pierced by arrows and decapitated. Yeah, that's the samurai code.
Yeah. What's their code? Oh, Bushido.
But, so he shows me his weapons.
Just to go through it.
All his stuff, all his bows and arrows, the nunchucks. That he was flipping around. And then he was like, oh, do you want to see my book?
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that.
And I'm like...
every noun that comes
looking
out of his
back,
head.
Okay, looking back at it, right, this is like like Red Dragon.
Yeah, but this is a little bit... Actually.
This is starting to be... I realize this is Red Dragon.
Because he wears a kimono as well, doesn't he? I forget the character's name now, but the Red Dragon.
Yeah, I think he does. This is her at the beginning of her journey. This is her change.
Yeah.
Do you see? It's literally, you go, this is her before the change. Yeah. Now she is in the process of changing. Now she has changed. Do you see now? You know, and you're just like, like looking at it now, I'm just like, oh my God, you know. But yeah, he pulled out this book. And he's like,
you're a teenager, so you're just in shitting yourself. Like, you've got no self-confidence in anything. You're just a kid.
Well, I was a dumb kid who fronted a lot and thought he was a lot. I was a cocky kid. Right, so yeah, I just thought, front out this. I don't give a damn. Yeah, I was like, I was so dumb that I didn't realize how dumb I was. So he's going through this book and he was talking about his lives because he was like, okay.
His lives.
Yeah.
Sorry, did you just say S, put an S on the end of that?
Because I don't know what the hell his story was. He said that he worked in the army as a trainer.
Right.
He said that he was like also a bodyguard.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
He said that he used to train bodyguards.
Oh,
he said that he'd been in like, special forces, I think.
Secret.
How does this fit in with the whole I'm Batman narrative? Because surely his previous life be
personalities running at the same time.
I'm Bruce. I used to be a billionaire in Gotham City and now I'm also, so he was Gandalf and Batman. Did he have much Gandalf stuff? I don't know what that is. Frank,
no,
stick.
Genuinely.
He had the robe.
Maybe.
Mike just had multiple personalities. Like in his head, he was like 10 different people.
Hmm.
I wish...
Or running at the same time.
I wish it was that kind of obvious, because I don't know what that was. It was even weirder than that.
Yeah, there's no sense. He's a nutter. So go on.
So the book. He's flicking through his things. And he's like, okay, here's me. He goes, because I was a Buddhist monastery. I was a Buddhist monk in Berlin. He goes, and there were these snipers, and they were targeting Buddhists, and they were murdering Buddhists. And I was in this park, and my friend was a Buddhist monk, and this sniper shot him. And I knew immediately where it was, and I ran up and stopped him. And I was like... cool. I was like, yeah, cool, man. Yeah, sweet. It's just like, yeah, awesome. I was just thinking, yeah, this is kind of cool. I was just like, this guy's just, he can say anything. Right, you know what I mean? This is really interesting. Because I said, I was dumb back then. So I was like, yeah, it's fine. So he started flicking through the things and here's a picture of my wife. Yeah. And it was like some.
Okay. Was it like Pamela Anderson?
It was a rather. Now that might have been real because it was a rather potato shaped Asian lady.
Potato.
Yeah.
Offensive.
Well, you know, you just think, oh yeah.
Okay. I've just seen Mr. Potato Head.
So that's probably real.
Little handbag.
And he's like, and here's my kids, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, got kids. Yeah. He goes, right, here's my other wife and my other kids. And here's more wives and kids, and I'm like, cool. Here's me when I owned a theme park, and I'm like, yeah, sweet.
Was he like in shape or just normal?
He was skinny.
Yeah.
He was skinny.
Right.
I don't know.
It's just because you're saying army, I'm like, oh, is it maybe like he's got some
no, I think he's a normal bloke who's a nutter. He's just making just
a normal bloke who's a nutter.
But then he was just flicking through these things, and it was like a big file with like plastic bullets and stuff, you know, plastic bits, and he's just flicking through. Lots of them were printouts and stuff of things.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, here's me when I went to, I don't know, Mount Kilimanjaro or whatever, and it's just like a obviously printed off from a website.
Right, I was going to say, yes. Is he
like, in the photo?
No. It was just a picture of a mountain. You're like, okay.
Yeah. Was it even Kilimanjaro?
I don't even know. It's just a mountain. here's me in the rainforest. And you're like, it's a picture of like some trees. Yeah. And I'm like,
it's just all his
sure.
Fantasy.
I'm just like, yeah, whatever.
Just in a garden center.
And it keeps on flicking. And then towards the back of this file, the last couple of pictures, I start to recognize some historical figures that I knew. Some very bad hombres, as people say.
Someone with a distinctive moustache.
And all his friends and the entire high command. Oh. Lots of pictures of some of these Nazi types, including Hitler and Himmler and Goering, all the gang.
Yeah, yeah.
Relaxing, having a jolly jape in the Birch's garden, having a good old laugh at some boardroom and stuff. And like, I was just like, and he was just talking, not really looking at what was going on. Yeah. I just sort of looked down and I noticed that there's just all these
one eye go down to the face.
These pictures
like
of like
a lizard, you know, one eye just went down to
yeah. All these,
a gecko.
And I'm like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
You know, because we all know, you know, we also always suspect that the Germans have their own secret stash of Nazi
they're not really paraphernalia. Sorry.
Hello to all our German listeners.
Hi there. We know. We know.
We don't forget.
You ain't fooling me. Yeah, we know. We know what happens when the last flight out of Germany leaves for the night. We know, there's something weird going on.
Well, all the red flags.
Yeah. All of a sudden, the tunnel flame gets lit again. Turn the paintings around.
Something on the back.
Then somewhere. What was that noise? Nothing. Go back to bed. It's fine.
Like a speakeasy.
That is the Simpsons, the Soviet Union, isn't it? We in the Soviet Union disagree. It's like, Soviet Union, didn't you guys break up? That's what we wanted you to think.
Press a button,
Lenin comes back.
I know, and everything flips around, because missiles. So I look down and I just notice, and I'm just like, oh shit, that's like Hitler and Goering stuff. And then he's just talking, and then he notices my gaze, and then he just looks down.
he
stops flicking the thing. On a particularly tasteful picture of Hitler at play. And then...
What, with the dog?
Casual Hitler.
What, was it called Blondie?
It wasn't even like anything more...
Casual Hitler, just in his lederhosen.
I mean, H.P. Lovecraft had a much more much more vile name for his pet. So anyway.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was it an N-word?
Yes, for the cat.
But then so did... the Dam Busters.
Yes, they did, and that's edited out the film. Yes.
Yeah, it's very awkward when you watch that film and he's calling for that dog. Because that was what he called the dog, so that's what they called the dog in the film.
In the film.
But there's lots of bits where he's like whistling and going, come here. Yeah. And then he says the word and you go, oh.
Come it. And it's like muted, and you're like...
I mean, I think you have to, okay? It's historically accurate, but you don't need... Some kid doesn't need to be sat at home listening to that.
I think it's distracting as well. It's distracting because you're like, hey, these guys are cool, plucky British heroes. And also, they just scream in the N-word.
Because it's frequently like, oh, some Sunday...
And their man's watching, just there knitting, looking up.
Yeah, just like, what is going on? They go, salute our brave boys. N-word. It's just like
it's really weird. So go on, you saw the
I looked down, there's a picture of Hitler. I looked at him, he's looking down. He looks at me, I look at him,
and then
we both
kissed.
Look at the picture. Dun, 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 dun. And I'm like, oh my god. For a second I was genuinely like, okay, he might kill I might be murdered and butchered in my sleep, and then just butchered and left in a shallow grave out down halfway down a mountain in the Himalayas.
Did you say anything at that point? You just go,
no, well, he looked down, we both made eye contact over this picture. And he very slowly, he said, I think you should leave now.
Oh, right.
And then just very slowly closed the book. And I went,
Did you go?
I was like,
about time I was hitting the old dusty trail.
Yeah. It's 5:45, I think it's bedtime, really. Yeah. That night, I did
barricade the door.
Yeah,
did you have locks on the doors?
Yeah, but okay.
I guess you'd probably smash it down, right?
I wasn't confident that would hold back him.
Yeah.
And so I did spend the whole night just like this in my sleeping bag,
Did you put out some garlic just in case?
No, because the garlic doesn't work. No, the garlic stops Dracula.
He might know him. He might put in a call.
Well, he's obviously, Dracula is one of his adversaries.
Oh,
so if anything,
oh,
I could
right,
encourage
right.
Dracula.
You feel
to
like
face
Nazis and Dracula would be like the same side, right?
Evil.
Yeah. I guess that's what I was leaning for.
Is there
another Venn diagram?
Yeah, and the Decepticons.
Yeah, exactly.
And the orcs, and, you know, I don't know.
I would watch
City
the
fans.
Shit out of that film, Nazi Decepticons.
Does Dracula have an origin story in any of his films? Like how he became
Let
Dracula.
Me finish. Oh, I haven't finished my tale. My tale finishes. He goes, one day, I see him, and he has the bow and arrow over his neck and several samurai swords and like a go bag, I realize. And he's just like, yeah, I'm going to the woods. I'm going up the mountain to the woods for a few weeks. And I was like, cool.
Yeah,
he's good. Like, knock yourself out. Yeah, yeah. Stay as long as you want, mate. It's absolutely fine with me. It's fine. And he's just like, I may be gone a few weeks. I was like, go a month. That's cool. I was like, take as long as you need, mate. Just be out in the woods. Like, again, looking back at this now, this is like red flag stuff.
Yeah.
And then he just disappears. I'm just glad the guy's gone, right? But obviously, I'm still concerned that he might be lurking in the woods looking for things.
Worse than the panther.
Yeah, oh, maybe he is the panther.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You just come across him, he's in like a furry suit.
Yeah. Oh, the whole story tied in now.
Yeah. And you just think, oh my God, we're like a machete, you know? And then this a couple of weeks later, and I always say, this is why this story doesn't really have an ending. So you know it's true, basically, because I would, if I was making this up, I'd tired of all eyes. But there was this German lady turned up, and she was like, oh, hi. And I was like, yeah.
Was it Mr. and Mrs. Goering?
No, she was much younger. She was like in her
20s.
And I was
so
like,
thinking,
well, she's pretty. And I was like, oh, hi, you're right. Yeah. And she's like, oh, hi, is Heinrich here?
Yeah. Oh.
And I'm like, who? And she's like, Batman. And I'm like, oh, yeah, no. He went off to the woods for a couple of weeks. And she's like, what? And you let him go. And I'm like, hell yeah, let him go. I was like, yeah, I was going to see the back of him, man.
What choice did you really have?
Yeah, he's a 50-year-old man. He was going to live in a fucking woods.
Well, also a 50-year-old man with samurai swords. Yeah.
With weapons, you know what I mean? With a weapons cache. Like,
I say, do you mind not going off?
Yeah. It's just like, yeah, hell yeah, let him go. And she's like, oh my God, did he take any weapons with him?
Oh,
and I was like, yeah, it's like quite a lot, like actually. I was like, he had a bow and arrow and like a couple of samurai swords. And she's like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, where did he go? And I'm like, I don't know, the woods?
Yeah.
And like, she's like, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. And I was like, what? She's like, oh geez. And she just ran out the room.
Oh, Christ.
And then just disappeared and I never saw her again. And I'm like, should I call someone? Do I tell someone?
It might have been like a family member that was like,
could be one of the kids from the pictures.
Tracking him down.
Maybe.
But it's also that suggests that this has happened before.
Yes.
Last time he was in the woods, the blood, the death toll was catastrophic.
Yeah. All these unsolved murders. So,
yeah,
so
exactly.
But that's a guy that does. That's one of those blokes that kills people. Like that's
it's very much 100%.
Yeah, and I have Not googled. On his own. I have googled like fake German fake Buddhist monk murders, and like German fake Buddhist monk rampage. German
yeah,
fake
it's definitely the kind of guy who's going to like murder backpackers.
He's got nothing else, just in his own head fantasy.
Yeah,
out of the woods, comes along.
Real dangerous.
Well, Merry Christmas, everyone.
Cool. Yeah, that's
now. Oh, what was I going to say then?
You were wondering about Dracula's origins.
Yeah, is there one?
Sort of.
It's that thing of, well, who bit him? If he bits...
I can't remember in the Bram Stoker, in the novel, I can't remember if they ever actually explain...
What's the one with Tom Cruise in it?
That's Interview with the Vampire. So
Does that give any sort of hint?
Because that's... I mean, it's not got Dracula in it, I don't think, because I think...
They're vampires, I don't think specifically Dracula.
Oh,
yeah,
right, okay.
So that goes back to... I think isn't it like the Queen of the Damned or something? But ancient times, and you know she's a demon and blah blah blah. Yeah, I mean there's
like the Greeks forever. You will be scared of the dark, like the, you know.
Yeah, the you know various things have sort of tried to square peg round hole it into being, you know, because it's based on. I think it was Bram Stoker took inspiration from Vlad the Impaler.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
Because he's
some murderer.
Dracul or something, wasn't he?
Yeah,
it was his family name.
Yeah.
So, because he impaled people, because I don't think he probably, it's probably unlikely that he did, but there's all these stories that he ate people. Yeah.
There was that Romanian countess as well, who was supposed to have bathed in the blood.
It's always, yeah, that's always the slur used on people, you know, that they bathed in the blood, that they ate the thing, you know,
and they ate children. Like Joe they
made,
Biden.
Made deals with the devil and all that kind of thing.
Okay, so it's just a story that.
So, I mean, there's, but the idea of vampires is sort of, it's quite common around the world, even with cultures that are unconnected. Even if they're not necessarily exactly the same. So sometimes it's like, yeah, they can go out in the day. It's not to do with that. It's all sorts of things. I mean, there's the tradition of people being buried with stakes in their mouths and things like that. You know, they find skeletons with people with stakes in their mouths. But that's to do with not rising from the dead. But then, again, it all sort of just mushes into it. That's the story.
And it probably represents something else, doesn't it?
There's probably some symbolic stuff. And, I mean,
the cross. He's afraid of the cross, isn't he?
Yeah,
sometimes. Or is that just what we've done? We've put that.
I can't remember.
Onions and cross. French. It's got to be French religion.
I can't remember. Church. But again, there's all sorts of. You know, it's like, why is a lucky horseshoe? Why is a horseshoe lucky? Yeah. You know, it's all. So there'll be
what country you're from.
Yeah, exactly. But all sorts of things.
It's a lot to do, I think, with sort of a metaphor for scary men at night. Don't go.
But sometimes it's children, isn't it? Sometimes it's children. Sometimes it's women. Yeah. It's all just.
But people, vulnerable people, shouldn't go out at night because there might be a scary dude who might who might murder you and eat you, do something.
Yeah, you shouldn't be going out to doink in the fields with the milkmaid.
Because... What's the Krampus film? What country is that? Krampus? What's that?
I guess Germany, because it's a
anti-Santa, isn't it, Krampus?
Yeah, Krampus is, I think, a German tradition. I think the film, but the film is...
Danish or something? Norwegian?
Yeah, I can't remember now. I think it's been remade as well.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
But, the Krampus is like a... Yeah, I think it's a Krampus. German and a sort of Nordic...
Yeah. Yeah, so that's the evil Santa. If you're a bad kid,
If you're a bad kid, then you get sticks in your, or you get hit with sticks or something like that. Like,
oh, okay.
If you don't mend your words,
Turkish.
No, so, Saint Nicholas could have been, as in the original one, could be Turkish.
Because
Saint George's.
Oh, that's my
Middle Eastern,
right?
Yeah.
So I think he's. I think no one, because the guy who's completely made up, but no one knows. But as in, so I think the idea is that he was a Roman legionnaire who probably Syrian or Palestine from that area. That that's going to get cost us a few years saying a few years, isn't it? But it's a historical area. It doesn't mean anyway. So. That he refused to or converted to Christianity and was killed under the I want to say the Diocletian.
But then you get the bit about getting to add a crossover to Christmas and Christmas presents.
I don't know why reindeer,
so it's got to be out that sort of way.
One thing, but again, it's all these different traditions all just
just pile up. Play-Doh
into each other
on top of story.
Yeah, exactly. So in some versions of the story, isn't there different versions of why it's red and green? It's green and
whatever.
We're back to the Hulk again.
Exactly, in grey.
Imagine you find it, it turned out it was actually a Hulk.
Then in an alternate reality.
What do you do for Christmas? Are you doing the bouncing babies on your knee, eating mince pies and watching James Bond films?
I don't know if there are any babies about. I don't mean in general in the world. The Krampus has struck.
Find some babies and
I'm trying to think. I don't think there's.
I like that Krampus film. People don't like. I like it. I like it as a Christmas story.
It's because you.
I know the Christmas. Dark.
But I suppose to what you mean is, am I having a traditional Christmas? I suppose.
Right.
So
you just pray. Have you put under Santa fix my boiler?
Just having the normal.
Send me nunchucks.
Send me garlic to keep drinking. Keep
it's got no bloody heating.
Have you not?
Yeah, but that's just been like year two of this. So, I'm just used to
2 years without heating.
Yep.
Said he's in freezing indoors.
Yeah, it's just used to it now.
Terrible.
Yeah, it's used to it.
I was going to say, are you used to it?
Yeah,
but you said your mum's out. That's what I was worried about your mum. But you said she's all right.
Yeah. But like, I literally go outside to warm up now because it's a cold house. So like, I literally have to go outside, and I'm like, oh wow, it's actually really warm. Like late, you know what I mean? Like 10 at night and stuff.
Because it's just cold brick walls.
Yeah. It's like an old house, so it's yeah.
Will you be doing your customary walking out to the sea, screaming at the horizon?
I said you joke. I mean, you've sort of in my head.
Just stand on the shore. Wow.
No, funny enough, I was going to go to one of these soup kitchens. Yeah. Or the big issue.
You won't beat me.
What, and scream at the people at the station?
Nobody's to look at you at the scene.
Reloaders,
yeah. Get a job.
I just hear some French accent coming back across, wee wee. What was going to say? Yeah, but they're getting funny. They're getting really funny about volunteering.
What
like,
do you mean?
Like, you've got to pass the check and you go, come on, like, can't you just phone?
But obviously something's happened, isn't it?
It's a thing now where you go, well, you're just making it too much. It's too much of a pain in the arse.
What is it? Like a background check?
Yeah, DBs.
Yeah, but there's like variations. You can phone up a church, say, do you need help with this or do you need money? And most of it's sort of like, well, we need drivers to deliver food and go and check them.
Yeah, I mean, all that, right?
But then it's like, oh, well, because you should just phone up and say, do you need help? And they say, just give us some ID and come down and just talk to people. Mm-hmm. It's like, that was felt right,
yeah,
but now it's like, well, we've got to send you the application form and we'll let you know, and
so the bureaucrats have taken it over
and you go, I understand what you're doing, but there can't have been that many bad things to warrant all of this. It must have been like something happened while,
or it's just the health and safety,
I know, but all involved. Of it together is just like, because I've contacted a few people, like two got back to me and I go, well, it's coming up to it now and I haven't heard anything. Like, what, this isn't, you should be able to just phone up and say, do you need help? Yeah, just come down and help us do whatever.
Yeah, it's a bit odd, you feel like you just volunteer and turn up. Yeah.
And it's everyone. They're all
it's the bloody stuff. Woke, isn't it?
The bloody wokes.
And bloody wokies. They said they get a lot of people. I thought, oh, well, at least that. They get a lot of applications for people wanting to help out. But they said there's only so many spaces. Go, well, what do you mean so many spaces?
What do you mean so many spaces?
Just come and have people to chat to people. Yeah. Like, just come and talk to them. Well, how can you have too many people?
Depends who's doing the chatting, I guess.
One person did say, we had one person, they came down and they stole some of the food. I thought, oh, you mother... You've got rotten hell for that.
I would sort of hope that was someone who was desperate, but I guess you would just get the food anyway, right? You could just come down and say, I need the food.
Somebody went there to work.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like,
oh,
but
oh were... someone went to work.
Yeah. But just... I mean, I used to, when I did removals, and some of the companies I worked for were like the low end, that people, a normal company.
Name names.
No, I can't give them that. But it would be like, imagine the advert you see of removals, some guy in a nice t-shirt and carrying it. We go, right, now think of the opposite of that, the worst one where there's no parking for 100 feet. It's on the fourth floor at the back of the thing. And it's the couple of
like a Lauren Hardy sketch.
Yeah, and you ain't got enough well.
Where they take the, they spend that whole thing taking the piano.
You need to do an 8-hour job in 2 hours because you've got another one to do and you better hurry up, but don't break anything. And there's supposed to be four of you, but there's actually two when the parking's up the road. All that. So they would get the people that just couldn't get a job anywhere else. Like, you could just turn up and say, you've got a job, yes, when you want to start. Anyway, but you'd be at people's houses and sometimes they'd like give you food. And I'd be with some people, they'd like bring biscuits out and they'd like a plate of biscuits and they'd take all the biscuits and put them in their pocket. And you're thinking, Jesus Christ, like, for God, that's just somebody's food. Don't just shove it. If you bring a plate of biscuits out, they don't expect you're just going to take them all and put them in your pocket.
No, true.
I mean, and there's...
But again, if you're very hungry...
Well, I'll tell you one. There was one that I worked for. So I'm just trying to think what I'm going to say. So
rhymes it was with Amazon.
It was one of the worst ones, and there was that people doing drugs at work, and I'm like, oh, they're drug addicts, and like there'd be like a bloke that's drunk in the morning, some 60-year-old, and they're just paying you at the end of the day because they know people don't stick around. So if you pay at the end of the day, you'll stick around to get that money. And there was one guy that I left, and 2 weeks later, I saw him begging. Like, he was actually outside of Tesco's.
Oh, okay.
But looked the same clothes, that was just there outside. And I thought, oh, God, this is embarrassing. Like, what the f*** do I do? Because he's clearly begging. And I thought, oh, God. But because it's such a horrendous job to do, like 15 hours a day, and you're just paying a couple of quid, and you're, like, running up and downstairs, and you didn't get a lunch break. So you're just going up and downstairs. Mm-hmm. Jobs that people would not do, and they're using people that don't want to pay, so they'll get them to do it, that sort of crap. And it was just people that come out of jail. Because I can't read. Half of them couldn't read. Some of them just like, half of them bloody stunk because they just weren't washing. They'd sleep in the clothes that they worked in, come straight back to work. Some of them had like three kids, four kids. Drug addicts, all of them. Drug dealers used to turn up to give them drugs. And then they'd be crashing. And then they'd start fighting each other, like in people's premises.
I mean,
on the back of I had to break up a fight in the back of the van.
Oh my God.
Because you could tell because of the times when people would crash and come back up. And like I said, there was an old guy, just always drunk, first thing in the morning, red face, bulbous, and all that. And he's clearly alcoholic and he'd sort of mill around.
But that's quite. How do you get drunk? Like, what?
Being like a functioning, he's just been drinking all his life. So he's always had a few drinks.
But what I mean is, like, what, you literally work.
Yeah, first thing in the morning.
Probably he'd had a cup up in the morning.
He'd turn up drunk.
Yeah.
And he just, I'd be thinking, Jesus Christ. But then it's just like a, he was just a drunk person all right, the time. Okay. And he would just do stuff. One bloke had bloody feet, toes missing. He couldn't go upstairs, so he'd have to do the stuff downstairs because he'd drop stuff on his feet. One guy broke his arm and they wanted him to come back work 2 hours late. He said, you can just drive the van and just pack stuff with one arm. Like that, but there's these jobs out there, and you, like when you don't realize when you've just come off the street, the first level up, you realize the type of jobs that are out there if you want to survive. Because a lot of times you can't survive. A lot of times, if you had you don't see this when they cancel your dole money or your housing benefit, you've got to feed yourself somehow.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, we've cancelled that, and you've got to go through the process. What do you do? Yeah. Like, or maybe a husband leaves the wife. And they've got to feed the kids and the rent has to be paid. What do you do? Don't say, well, you can fill this thing out and into. No, but what do I do now? Then you go to.
Now you do OnlyFans.
I was in a car park around the back of an industrial estate in Eastbourne a few months ago. And they obviously had one of those bits where it was like itinerant workers or whatever, like labourers.
You and you.
And it was like but it was Eastbourne, so it was just loads of like old, it wasn't like sort of, I don't know, in America you hear it and it's always like Latino people, South American people, you know, sort of immigrant labour, maybe people who aren't necessarily legal or whatever, you know, just doing picking up work, you know, here and there, just, you know, very cheap cash in hand kind of stuff. Because it was Eastbourne, it was like loads of old white dudes who were all like shaking and stuff, and they're all in like their 70s. And I walked past same time every time for a couple of days. And like they were like, right, so Gary, you've worked 9 hours. That's 9 hours doing backbreaking labor. That's £32 you've earned. There we go. That's
We've taken your VAT out of that. Yeah, I'm sure you have.
And I just thought, geez, this guy's like, all right, £32. And he's like shaking. You know what I mean? Yeah. He literally had the shakes. And I was and I was just like, oh my God. Like,
but that was a lot of money. When you have nothing coming in, that 30 that will survive you a week. That's just that one day. So if you get that every day, that feels like a lot of money. And I used to work for a company, used to go and pick people up. I was there when we used to drive around in vans and they put like just get people on the back. And it sounds weird to say, but even though, because I wasn't an arsehole, so I thought, oh, it's a bit shit picking people up, like, it feels a bit weird. But by the end of the day, they were your mates. And then you'd go, all right, we'll see you later, whenever then. And you go, oh, right, that's not a bloke on the street anymore. That's somebody you know. You've been having a laugh. He's talking about his girlfriend, his wife. And you go, oh, no, it's a human being. Yeah. Like, you don't, till the end
that's
of the
day. That's a terrible thing, isn't it? That's someone's kid.
Tomorrow. That's you in a different accent. You are. And just having to do whatever you got to do. Because one guy, I said to him, like, how much do you earn where was he from? Slovakia or something. And he said, for the whole month, I'd earn probably £200 if I had a good job out there. He says, you come here. And it's like if America started paying like £4,000 a week, but you'd have to go and live with four of you in a room, you'd sort of have to go, well, I've got nothing here. £4,000 a week. Like that. Because I'd be saying how terrible it is. And he'd tell me stuff about over there.
Mm.
And he'd say, he had one bloke said his parents got kicked out of the house because some local, not an MP or whatever their version is, wanted that house and they wouldn't sell it. And then the police just turned up and said, no, it's his. And like, here's the paperwork. Yeah. He goes,
cool.
What did he do? Because you can't complain to anyone. You're complaining because that's somebody's cousin's dad, and that their dad is the. So you just, there's no point even fighting it.
Yeah.
I remember having this chat with all these Moroccan guys for some reason. Lots of Moroccan guys are very interested in jobs in England.
Yeah.
So I told them, and I was like, they were like, wow, I heard you have like a minimum wage, and like basically you get paid this, you know, minimum.
Was this when you were locked in a basement and forced to buy a carpet? Not a euphemism.
Oh, right, yeah.
Oh, that was the same trip, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Where I was.
I love that we have these things that we can like, oh, was that the time when the bin was on fire? Yeah, or was that the time when, you know, when you were in the car park and there's a moment cottaging and you just. What?
It's like Marvel's universe. Yeah. You can tie the stories into that.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, when I was
episode
that guy,
3 on series 4.
That guy pulled his willy out on me and just kind of gave it a wangle on me. I was like, what do you think of that? And
I'm all like, the time the woman beat you up because you were sat in her seat in the train station or something. You were reading a comic. She didn't beat you up, but she like attacked you and made you move. That.
Oh, no, she demanded I move.
That, right, oh, right.
And I got so angry. I still think about that now.
Sorry to bring back this painful memory.
She was a younger lady, and she was, you know, about 18 or 19, and I was sat in the vestibule in the corner by the door. Yeah?
Makes it funnier.
On the floor, just because there's no seats and everyone's standing. And I was like, right, so I'm just going to sit. I'm going to sit in the corner, mind my own business. Yeah. And then this girl was like, saw me. She was all going, she's looking over, going,
Excuse me, will you look up and hear me tutting?
And then she was like, and then she came. I was literally just sat wedged in the corner, you know,
yeah,
in this much space, my knees up, just pissing around. I think I was reading comics. Like, yeah. She was like, excuse me. And I was like, what? And she's like, can I get past you? And I was like, where do you want to go? It's like a door. Yeah. Like we're on a moving train.
Yeah.
Like where are you going, love? There's nothing there. It's just the exit, you know, and it's sealed. And she's like, I don't understand. She's like, no, could you move? And I was like, why? And she's like, because I want to sit where you're sitting.
Oh, right.
And I was like, to the point. Yeah. And I was like, no.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, but I want to sit there.
She probably always sits in that specific spot and then you've moved in.
Well, no, she was standing, but she just got annoyed when I sat down and like she just thought, oh, that looks a good idea. I want to do that. And I was like, well,
right.
I was like, but.
I like that corner.
I didn't even, I think I was like, I'm sorry, I don't understand. I was just so taken aback. I was like,
I
don't understand. She goes, no, but I want to sit where you're sitting. You've got to move.
There's definitely something about
and
you.
And I'm like, what? I'm sorry. I don't understand what you're saying.
Yeah, people are weird. Like she might have been there previously and she just, no, there, I have to sit there where you are.
Could be some kind of...
And you're trying to rationalise it in your head.
Compulsive disorder or something like that.
She was just...
I mean, she could have just been a total prick.
I think she was a total prick. That's what I got.
It could be sometimes... Bit,
I didn't smell any crazy on her. Normally
your spider sense goes off.
Just detect that shit.
You definitely... you have a gift for finding these people or for them finding
they
you.
They find me. Yeah. They find me. I give off pheromones.
Yeah, certain people just give off certain stuff. I just don't know yet. And you're just... That sort of come and annoy me and I won't give you too much hassle vibe about you.
I remember there was a dude a few months ago and he was walking along at a
we'll end on this
120 degree angle, so he was leaning back so far when he was walking, you know what I mean, so he
comic
was
book character,
he was walking back like was like this. He's basically kind of and he was going
his computer game.
What?
Morris Minor.
How was he able to walk?
Because he was just leaning back really weirdly and just going.
But I saw people like that on drugs.
Yeah. Well, he was on drugs. Yes, quite clearly on drugs. And also mental.
I saw people walking back like the back spasms. And just pull back.
Oh my God.
I caught a guy the other day. The people like dropping out and stuff. They used to sell spice in like Reading.
Yeah.
Right. You know, like their synthetic cannabis stuff. I think they stopped selling it. I don't think they're allowed to whatever anymore. But they used to sell it there because they used to have these jars and it just looked like weed. And I was like, walked into shop and I'd buy a newspaper or something.
Do you smoke it still on?
I think so. I think you do. Yeah. Because there was this stuff, and I was like, "The fuck is this? It's a jar of weed on the counter." I was like, "Obviously, it's legal because I mean, it's England."
Yes,
But I was just like, "Obviously, this is synthetic or THD or something, or THC something else is a different thing. They take out the chemicals." But yeah, they used to sell the spice stuff, and you see people like literally in weird spots, like sort of half, sort of falling over, or like half sort of in mid conversation, just like. Just asleep in like random spots, like standing upright, and they'd just be there for hours. It's really weird. So yeah, he was sort of doing that, and he had the feel of a guy who was on some weird synthetic drug.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I knew it. I've seen it. I've seen it outside nightclubs. I've seen people going, "What the?"
But he was on the other platform, and he was walking that way, and then he sort of caught me out the corner of his eye. And he went, and I was like, "Oh,
here we go."
I was
again.
Like, "What?
I want
like,
your seat."
What? So what? He's and he just like runs around. It's like Rabsy Nesbitt on the roof, you know, with the other dude. And like, he's like, hey, 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 hey.
Spanish
Rabsy Nesbitt, you know. And he just like, he sees me, he just runs around. I was like, he's seen someone. It's probably not me. Don't be paranoid.
Yeah.
It's not always about you, Charlie, right? And then, of course, he comes out and goes, all right, mate, hey!
I'll write your phone.
How's it going? Have a good day. And I'm just like, wah! I'm just like, please, just like, leave me alone. I'm just trying to get
home. Do you get much
hassle
around here?
I never stop and talk to people.
Yeah.
Except when I'm in Amsterdam, people try to sell me heroin bags. not that I'm stopping and buying it, but like, that sounded weird. But I'm always just like, for some reason, whenever I'm away in the Netherlands, I'm a little out of it, a little confused, a little tired, very sleepy.
Yeah.
And people go, who's to see cocaine? And I'm like, I'm sorry, what?
And I feel like heroin is,
you need to pronounce quite the strong.
But I'm listening to like my podcast or listening to some music, and I'm like, excuse me, sorry, what?
go, what?
Ecstasy, cocaine, heroin. And it's just like some African dude or whatever, some like immigrant dude. And I'm like, I'm sorry, I can't understand what I'm saying.
Please, say, sorry, don't carry any on.
Please, sir, I'm terribly sorry. Yeah. One more time. And they're like, do you want to buy some heroin? And I'm like, oh, heroin. Right. Yes. And I'm like, oh, no, thanks. No. I'm fine for heroin. Thank you very much.
Trying to cut back.
No.
You should just carry a walkie-talkie around with you in your pocket that you just press. Just get rid of it. Like, oh, by the way.
They said that they put like, they've got a genius scheme because basically like, there's some alleyways. This is around DeWallen, so it's all on the red light district. There's some alleyways and there's some like bridges and stuff where just like there's always a guy there trying to sell you heroin, basically, or coke.
Is that allowed in the Netherlands?
Of course not. No. Really illegal.
So it's just weed that's fine.
Yes. Right, okay. Well, fine. Technically, it is still illegal out there, but it's just tolerated. But anyway.
Oh, but you can have a schmuck in a
Glashenspremier.
What was it you were telling me about the coffee shop, the letters? One's a coffee shop and one's a coffee.
Oh, coffee shop, one word means an establishment that sells cannabis.
One word, yeah.
Yes. And coffee shop, two words, is just a place that sells coffee.
Starbucks.
Yeah. The Costa.
What do you see? Cough, space, E.
Coffee shop. Coffee shop.
Yeah.
Two words.
Yeah.
Is a place that sells coffee. Coffee shop, one word, is a drug establishment.
Yeah, it's not very.
They've got loads of stuff. You have to be like 18 to enter, and they've got like loads of stuff, and they will immediately sort of stop you if you're under 30, yeah, whatever they ask for ID.
Because they're trying to get rid of the tourists, but what else? What have they got to? What's they going to pay for this sort of city?
All the history, right?
Yeah, it is a beautiful city,
but they don't want tourists though.
Well, they do. They just don't want them.
Oh, they're just trying to get a type of like the come there for the
prostitution. Well, I don't know about that. Are they trying to get rid of the prostitution?
They are actually going to move the entire. I think they've confirmed that they're going to move the entire red light district to a centre outside of town, and it's on this industrial estate. I mean,
that's going to be harder to be like, oh, I got lost.
Yeah. Oh well, give me 10 minutes. I just need to tie my shoelaces and.
we spoke about this on the last podcast because I was listening to a BBC documentary and they said they were talking about the red light district where the people walk through and there's women in the windows and why they're changing from doing it, and they were mainly doing it. They said because the abuse they get from women. Like the stag parties and that, come and just like, oh, look at this fucking slag, look at this fucking lucky.
Oh, what, the people going there to go and take them?
But men don't tend to do that, but the women would be like vile to the other women in the window.
Oh, so the Hindus.
Yeah, she said that was like the worst thing. Yeah.
Like, they've like banned alcohol sales in that area, like from Thursday, I think, till Sunday or something. Thursdays to Sunday, so there's no alcohol sales, and you can't use cannabis outside. Not that you're supposed to, but they're limiting sales. So I think the bars aren't allowed to sell booze around there as well. All these silly little regulations just to stop people from being pricks, basically.
It's not unreasonable.
No, it isn't. No, but well, yeah, they're talking about moving though. They are going to talk about moving 100 windows or something. I read, you know, whatever. All the ladies in the windows off to some center. I think it's by I think there's like Microsoft and like Human Rights Watch like right next to it, like the place or the site.
I feel like the Human Rights Watch maybe like near the brothel kind of sort of works because it's a bit like, well, you know, we'll make sure that these women aren't being trafficked, that they are actually, you know, happy to work and whatever.
It's research! Okay? Yeah. It's research!
Yeah, the Microsoft, I guess they'll have money, I don't know.
It's research!
So all the shops closed on Christmas Day, I can't remember. They tend to be, don't they?
What, all the brothels?
No, I mean just general shops.
Yeah, the one day.
Maybe like a news agent might be open, I guess. I mean, if
religions, so people that aren't. Yeah,
I've been down the service station.
So I think there's a Turkish kebab shop near me that's like be open.
Right. You know, non-Christian people.
Yeah, but I mean, restaurants and pubs will be open.
Pubs, really?
Yeah, I mean, you go
English
book,
pub.
Yeah, you book and have your pub lunch.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
You go have your Christmas dinner. Have your Christmas dinner.
Don't you ever watch EastEnders? They always have a Christmas dinner in the Queen Vic and
so that's to pay a few quid.
For the people working there's got to be a few. It's like
it's probably double.
And is it limited out? Like it's closed at 4 or something?
Yeah, I think probably. Yeah, but I think that's more just. Yeah, you're not going to have people.
And can you drink?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think people would pile in there, wouldn't you, after dinner? Like, if,
yeah, but the idea, I think the idea is that you have to book a table to avoid that kind of thing.
Right, okay.
Like, the bar is
only seating.
Yeah, the pub's not open. You can't, you can't just hang around till like midnight, right. You know.
Yeah,
and the gambling machines at Christmas.
But I don't know, there's probably, there probably are some kind of training rules. I'm not
sure. Must be. So, that's Christmas.
We're so, let's see, we've covered Nazis.
Lego.
Lego,
weapons,
vibrating egg in the arsehole.
Oh yeah, let's not forget that one yet. Prostitution, done the prostitution.
Yeah, I mentioned drugs and prostitution.
Racial bias in comic book media.
Yeah.
What else? Brothels.
Yeah, we've done the brothels. Yeah. The drug. We've done poverty.
Begging.
Yeah. Yeah. Drug. Well, that was all me. The people I worked with. All that last. Everything you've been saying.
What else?
It's not Christmas. That's not Christmas. Is it? You've got nothing to end on. You've got Chris. You got any amusing Christmas? Do you play games at Christmas? Come and end on a festive. Like, what games do you play?
Yeah, you know, we'll try and do. We don't want to do. No, not Twister, but we try and do. Oh, actually, we've got this. I say we might left it at my parents' house. This version of Uno called, I forget what it's called now, but it's basically a really. It's Uno Wilds. Yeah. So, you know Uno?
No.
But do you know, like Uno? So basically, it's like a silly card game where you're just trying to get rid of your cards, essentially.
Right, yeah.
But this version is called Uno Wilds, and it just means you just fuck with other people all the time because all you've got are the wilds. So the only cards you have are, you know, like pick up two, pick up four, miss a go, reverse the turn. But there's also a card that allows you to swap hands with someone else.
Right.
So you could have a absolute fistful of cards. They've got one.
Oh, right.
And the objective is to obviously get rid of the last one, and you can swap hands with them.
Do you play board games?
Yeah, we play board games.
What one?
We play Star Wars Monopoly. It's Monopoly, but just, you know.
Which one's
Star
Monopoly? Wars. Do not go past.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Okay,
yeah.
Right, yeah. Star Wars about it.
Well, it's just it's a brand. So they do all different editions of it, you know. So they just make it instead of it being
it's the same game though.
Yes, exactly. Oh, okay, so instead of instead of being you know, the top hat and the dog and stuff like that, you know, you're Chewie, you're Darth Vader, you're whatever. You know, and the properties are settings from, you know, locations from Star Wars essentially. So we play that. My nephew, who's 8, really likes to play that until he starts to lose, and then then he's suddenly bored and wants to do something else. Starting his immunity going. I'm trying to think what other board games we play.
Are
that
you,
one.
Your presents, or are you going to wait till the last minute?
No, I've got pretty much all of them. I've got to get one for my brother. He literally doesn't.
How many individual presents are there wrapped?
I mean, they're all wrapped. I can't. Yeah. I didn't do a head count.
Roughly.
I don't know.
Go on.
Probably 20, maybe? I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
That's a lot.
That's a
lot. Yeah, but some of it is just, you know.
Yeah, no, but it's still 20.
Yeah, but it's not. That's not all just for one person.
No, but that's a lot of presents.
But, it adds up because it's like our cousins, it's friends.
That's what I mean, that's what a load of grief that is. Oh, what have you forgotten?
Yeah, I've forgotten. Just thinking, oh, God, I need
you're like, when's Christmas?
Yeah, Monday.
I've been naughty.
Oh, well, there you go. That's Christmas then. So, it's good to have you back. See, did you find the place all right?
Yeah, it was easy to find.
Okay. Everyone seems to struggle. Did you use Maps or Google thing?
Yes.
Oh, and you found it still? Usually it takes people around the corner.
That's basically, I've just exposed the fact that everyone else who comes here is a total liar. I mean, it's on Brewer Street and literally the number on the door. I've given you the address.
Yeah, we're getting dogs.
And the phone number is, and the PIN code for the door.
What have you got coming up this year? Anything exciting?
What, you mean for the rest of the last week and a half?
Then, next year, anything nice to look forward to?
One year closer to the sweet release of death.
Have you got any holiday plans?
I think the plan is to go away to Florence with my girlfriend. And we might also
Rome. France. Oh.
Yeah, we've been to France separately as well. Yeah, but and then we might go to Canada because we both turned 40 that year. Yeah, she's got some friends and family there, so that would be the big thing. She hasn't seen obviously a lot of her friends since she left. That's it. We've got OCAS coming out. We've got that to look forward to.
Yeah. I just saw an interview. I was saying I was watching old wrestling stuff. Like now that there's enough time.
There's a segue.
No, we'll end on that. But yeah. It's funny you're saying about Canada. They spoke to the Mountie. Do you remember him?
I don't.
He's dressed as a Mountie, obviously. French guy.
It'd be weird if he wasn't.
But he's still in the mode of, he's had the suit on and everything.
What, now, recently? Yeah.
I think he was only 2 years old.
Was it like faded suit?
No, it was a little bit too big, and he was in a hotel room. But
So I just knocked something out.
No, but that's the end of Christmas.
Christmas is cancelled.
Karem just pulled a little bit of string to say, right, that, there you go.
There you go. That's your hat. That's me.
It's not a, was it Midsummer? What's that film?
Oh, yeah. Midsummer.
That actually feels quite freaky now, thinking about the film and putting that on.
I watched...
we've got to end up, but go on. What
the
you
Wicker
watch?
Man very recently.
Oh, first it was on the other ages, day, wasn't it?
Yeah. I've forgotten how. It's good, but it is. There's far too many songs about penises in it.
Oh, really?
Like folk songs about penises.
Right,
I just don't remember that.
Yeah, there's one that goes on for about... It's like a 5-minute sequence in the middle of the song with it. Dancing around the maypole, which is basically a big phallus. And you're like, why are all these children dancing around a big phallus?
Now I've got to end on that.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Well, anyway, so Merry Christmas, everybody.
I mean, are you doing anything next year, Charles?
Doing a bit of hypothermia.
No. Now I'm going to go away multiple times. I'm going to spend all my money on
you're going to track down Batman.
Yeah, that could be a documentary in the future. You go to find him, find a man, find out who
maybe
money behind you.
Maybe.
But who is this man? Because speak to his family on the way. Yeah,
I'm not getting anywhere.
Who was the woman?
Searching German serial killers.
Get Netflix to pay for it. You'll find it. You'll get it done.
Well, there you go. So, Merry Christmas, everybody. There you've had your lot. And
whether you wanted it or not.
Whether you wanted it or not. And we'll see you next time.
Feliz Navidad.
Merry Christmas. What's that?
That's what's Feliz Navidad.
Yeah.
Millions of snowflakes are dancing around you, kissing your cold cheeks. It's snowing here too. I wonder if all this is trying to tell me I don't belong here. I should be with you, and I promise I will. I'll make it all better.